Zenith Productions presents The Life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Medina Period, Volume 2, by Imam Anwar al-Awlaki.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. The people of Quraysh sent Suhail ibn Amr to negotiate with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a truce. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Suhail, he said, سَهُلَ عَلَيْكُمْ أَمْرُكُمْ. Your matter has become easy, because the name Suhail is derived from سَهُلَ, which means easy. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took it as a good omen from the name that تَفَاؤُل, which is called تَفَاؤُل, that peace is on its way and that Quraysh are intending on reaching an agreement. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Suhail ibn Amr, they deliberated for a while on the terms of the agreement, and they were very insistent on not allowing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba to enter Mecca that year. They were very persistent on this particular point. And this is the zeal of Jahiliyyah and the pride of Jahiliyyah, the arrogance of Jahiliyyah. They didn't want people to say that he entered it upon us forcefully. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried to argue with them this point to no avail. They completely refused. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted a settlement. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned before, لا يدعوني إلى خطة يعظمون بها. They would not call me to any plan in which the sanctities are glorified, but I would accept it. Now, the terms of the agreement were spoken verbally, so the only thing left was to write them down. Umar ibn al-Khattab was very upset with what he heard. So he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, aren't you the messenger of Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. Aren't we the Muslims? He said, yes. Aren't they the disbelievers? He said, yes. Umar ibn al-Khattab said, فَعَلَى مَا نُعْطِي الدَّنِيَّةَ فِي دِينِنَا إِذَن. Then why should we demean our religion then? Umar ibn al-Khattab saw this as lowering our status and lowering our position. You are the messenger of Allah, so you represent al-Haqq. They are the mushrikeen, they represent evil. We are the Muslims, we are followers of Haqq. Why should we bargain with them, and why should we reach an agreement with them to start with? This was the understanding, the perception of Umar ibn al-Khattab. Rasulullah ﷺ told Umar, أَنَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ لَنْ أُخَالِفَ أَمْرَهُ وَلَنْ يُضَيِّعَنِي. I am the servant of Allah and His messenger. I will not disobey him, and he will not abandon me. Umar then went to Abu Bakr and said, isn't he Rasulullah? He said, yes. Aren't we the Muslims? He said, yes. Aren't they the disbelievers? He said, yes. فَعَلَى مَا نُعْطِي الدَّنِيَّةَ فِي دِينِنَا إِذَن. Then why should we demean our religion? Abu Bakr said, إِلْزَمْ غَرْزَهُ. Follow him. إِنَّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He is the messenger of Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal will not forsake him. Umar ibn al-Khattab later on would regret these arguments of his, even though they were made with good intention. But Umar ibn al-Khattab was very sensitive, and when it comes to haqq, that's why he's called al-Faruq. He distinguishes between right and evil, and he always submits his desires and his intentions to Allah Azza wa Jal. He does not allow himself to follow the whims of the nafs. He was a very strong believer, mu'min qawi. So he would control himself, and he only argued here because of his intentions to give nusra, victory to the religion of Allah. However, when he saw that the matter is a matter of revelation, that Rasulullah ﷺ has instructions from Allah Azza wa Jal, he realized his mistake. And he said, he would later on remember this and say, so I have gone on fasting, giving alms, praying, and freeing slaves because of what I did that day and out of fear for what I said that day. Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. The good deeds erase the bad deeds. So if you commit a mistake, if you can make a sin, do a lot of good deeds after it in order to erase that sin. See, Umar here is saying, I was doing fasting, giving sadaqah, praying, voluntary prayer, and freeing slaves, and this is one of the greatest deeds, to free slaves. He was doing it to erase that sin. So this is what we should do, because all of us are going to commit sins. This is our nature. Therefore, we need to erase those sins with good deeds. They started writing the terms of the agreement, and these terms were, both have agreed to a complete truce for a period of 10 years, during which all the people will enjoy peace and security and will not attack one another.